Dablog, stardate 07032018. Good morning, fam. I hope everyone has started off their Tuesday well. Stream night, so I'm excited. Can't wait to hang out, y'all. A couple of things here before we dive into today's Dablog. Number one, still looking for 10 to 15 second clips of y'all playing video games. Legion, send them to me. They could be cell phone video. In fact, cell phone video is actually perfect. I want to see your faces. Playing video games. It's part of the Super Secret Project. The Super Secret Project is getting ready to wrap up. I need your clips still. We need a ton more clips to fill some space in the project. So please, 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 please send me your clips. Secondly, it's Tuesday night, which means it's stream night, which means it's Destiny Reset Day, which means it's Reset Activity Night, which feels good, man. Clap. Glad y'all have made your way on in to the Dablogs, but I'm stoked for the stream tonight, so I look forward to seeing you on mixer.com/dadxgotxgame tonight. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about hardware from the respect of you don't need new hardware to make good content. There's a lot of folks, and this was me from the past too, right? Who always thought that, oh, I need the newest or the latest and greatest to make the absolute best content that I possibly could, to make the absolute best music that I possibly could, right? I was at a point where you know, I felt like I was I had reached the pinnacle of the sound and the, I'd reached the pinnacle of the sound that I could create with the drum set that I had. So I went out and I bought a fancy new drum set. And what I realized was that the actual issue was that I had not learned how to tune my drum set appropriately. Right? And I feel like as content creators, it's easy to say, boy, if I had a better camera. Or boy, if I had a better microphone, or boy, if I had a better this, or if I had more monitors, or whatever it is, right? It's easy to slip into the excuse of saying, man, if my equipment was better, my content would be better. When at the end of the day, sometimes you need to put in the time to tweak your hardware or whatever. To a point where it's really tuned in and you are for absolute certain, you know that it is dialed in as best as it can get. Sometimes it makes sense to replace hardware. I'll give you, for instance, my Blue Yeti went out, my USB microphone. I had that thing dialed in before it went out. It was perfect. I had the EQ, the software EQ was set up exactly how I wanted it. The compressor was working perfectly. The gate system was dialed in. I had it all working. I was actually a little bit disappointed that I had to replace it because I wasn't going to be out of commission. I was not going to be out of commission for a bunch of streams waiting for Blue to get back to me. And it turns out, I mean, it took probably 2 or 3 months for me to get my Yeti back. From the RMA process and the replacement process. So there are times when it makes sense to replace hardware, right? If something goes down, you need to replace it, right? And it makes sense potentially at that time to say, you know what, maybe it's time to upgrade. I already had an XLR interface that I could upgrade my microphone for, and it made sense for me to upgrade at that point. And I'm super glad that I did, because I have taken my audio now to the next level, right? But the key point that I want to make and my encouragement for you today is that if you have not spent 20 or 30 hours really tweaking whatever it is you're thinking about replacing, and this could be software too, right? If you have not spent 20 or 30 hours really learning the ins and outs of whatever it is that you're thinking about and why you feel like it falls short of what is, or what, why it is stopping you from creating really good content, I would encourage you to take a step back and think about, A, there's always places to invest money into your setup, right? And if you've got a perfectly good USB microphone and you're thinking about upgrading to an XLR, or you've got a perfectly good, you know, C920 and you're not quite happy with the way that the green screen looks, I would encourage you to really, really do your research, really spend the time to figure out why things are letting you down, or why the hardware isn't quite up to what you want it to be, other than wanting to eke out that next 5%. Because I will tell you right now, upgrading from a webcam to a camcorder, for instance, I'm getting about, I don't know, maybe a 5-10% increase in quality, right? It's noticeable for sure, but at the end of the day, my C920 probably was good enough, right? So I would be very, very conscious of the choices that you make when you're looking at, I want to upgrade my hardware because of this, right? And if it's something like, especially configuration wise, and you haven't spent hours and hours and hours trying to get it to work and trying to make it work, I think you should reconsider and go back and really fine tune exactly what you don't like about your stream. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to spending the time and spending the cycles to really know the ins and outs of your craft. That is what's going to make you a better content creator. It's not having the new fan. You could have a $10,000 studio and you're still got crap content because you haven't really learned how to use all of that gear. And that can be frustrating too. So save yourself the frustration, as frustrating as it can be to spend the time tweaking your things. My encouragement for you today is to make sure that you are absolutely taking the time to know the ins and outs of every single piece of hardware that you're using, so that at the end of the day, when you say, I have maxed out the potential of my setup in this particular part of my setup, I have maxed that out. I have gotten it to its full potential. Now it's time to start doing research and to figure out what the next step is. It will pay off at the end of the day. Because I will tell you that I got this camcorder and I was very, I was nervous because I was not necessarily happy with the quality of it right off the bat. But the things that I learned using a green screen with the C920 ended up coming into effect. And now I feel like I finally got the camera dialed in. And so I took the time. I also use my knowledge of photography, right? And the more manual control you have over something, the better, right? From a camera standpoint. But all of the skills that I have learned up till this point have really helped me to dial in and get my camera to a place where I'm pretty happy with it. But that's my point, is take the time, learn. Maximize the potential of what you have before you look at moving to something different, or to spending money on something where you could be spending that money in more fruitful places. That's what I've got for you, fam. I appreciate you all stopping on into the Dad Log today. Thank you so much for hanging out. If you have enjoyed this Dad Log or the Dad Logs thus far, if you're on Facebook, a like and follow would be appreciated. On YouTube, a subscription would be appreciated. And leave me a comment in the comments below. Let me know what you guys want to hear from me. Let me know how these Dad Logs have impacted you. I look forward to hearing from you. If you're on your favorite podcast platform, a rating and subscription would be very much appreciated. Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you over on Mixer tonight, y'all. Mixer.com/DadXGodXGame. I look forward to seeing you soon.